Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. Here we are once again on the corner at the historic Clay County Courthouse, coming to you live in living color on your radio dial, and hopefully that radio dial, of course it is if you're listening to us, is set to 101.5 WVFB-FM, Kicks Country. We're here every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock with the Clay County Corner, and the Clay County Corner is made possible in part by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce and the three-star program here in Salina. And we're just tickled to death to be here. And we've got some outstanding guests lined up this morning. And, of course, to begin with, I want to thank the folks that covered for me last week while I went to the state tournament. As an old retired coach, that's one of the things I try to do, and most especially since our Clay County team was down there. We came up a little bit short, but we had a great year, and sometime in the next few shows, we'll try to get the coaches on to give us a rundown on this year's basketball season and maybe their outlook for next year. And you know, hopefully this going to the state tournament is going to get to be a habit. That was 2 years in a row for us, and we'd like to make a habit out of it. And hopefully, you know, if we keep getting there long enough, our luck's going to change, and we're going to win that first one and then maybe win it all. But right now, I guess, before we let our first guest talk about one of the two big egg hunts we've got coming up this weekend here in Salina, we'll take a little short break and get in a couple of commercials, and we'll be back and tell you about the birthday and anniversary club sponsored by the DQ here in Salina and a bunch of other stuff. But right now, let's take a little short break.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Okay, we're back here. I have my first guest in here, Mr. Eric Copas, who is going to tell us about the egg hunt that's going to be down at Donaldson Park on Saturday. And I believe the Methodist Church is the major sponsor of this.
Baptist Church.
That's right. I know the Methodist Church does a bunch of these things.
Yeah, we work together.
But y'all beat them to this one, huh?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Okay. Well, you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Hey, absolutely. It's an honor to be here again, and thank you for having me. You know, this year has just flew by, it seems like. It don't like it was no time to have done this last year. But this will be our second annual community Easter egg hunt. It's one of the premier community events our church, the First Baptist, does for the community. And like you say, it's on Saturday, March the 26th at 11 o'clock at Donaldson Park. And last year was just a huge success. You know, it was our first year. We didn't really know what to expect. But, you know, we had around 500 or 600 people. And last year we stuffed about 2,500 Easter eggs, and we realized that just wasn't enough. So this year we stepped it up. We're going to have over 7,000 eggs stuffed and hidden for the kids. This year, again, just like last year, we have a free lunch, and we're going to have live music. Some people from the church will be singing on a stage, and we've got some games lined out for the kids. And this year we even have more prizes. We had several prizes last year, but we've got a ton of prizes to give away and try to include just, you know, all the people we can. And we've got several great groups to put them into, just like last year. It's for ages toddler through sixth grade. And the kids will be divided into three groups, toddler through kindergarten, first through third, and fourth through sixth. And, you know, we just want to come out and invite everyone. Everyone's welcome to this. And we've had a few people, One Stop and the Dairy Burger have helped provide some food and drinks. And we want to tell them we appreciate that. But this is just open to anyone in the community. And we just want to invite everyone to come out and join us.
Okay. Now, do you divide the fields down there up in the areas for the different age groups?
We do. We're a little bit different than last year. We had so many people coming through one of our fields, we're going to put it somewhere else. So we've got three different fields for them to find eggs in.
So we're not going to just send them out in waves, huh?
No. No. We're not going to just send them all out in one big mass. We try to divide them up and, you know, keep the little ones with the little ones and the big ones with the big ones. And, you know, that's one of the things last year we just didn't have enough eggs for everybody. We were just, you know, not want to say overwhelmed because we loved having them and we loved being able to witness to them, all those people. And but this year we've got a little more structured and we have a lot more eggs to go out amongst everybody.
And once again, that starts at what time?
It starts at 11 o'clock and we'll start with just to welcome everybody. Then we'll eat. Then we'll have a devotion. And then we'll have our Easter egg hunt, and we'll come back for the grand prize drawing. And want to remind everybody, when you get there, sign up at the table for the grand prizes. So we don't want you to miss out on that.
Okay, so the grand prizes aren't picked from eggs.
No. There's no prize eggs. It's kind of equal for everybody. But we want you to sign up, and we're going to just give just like a raffle type thing there and to give away prizes.
Okay. At the church, have you got anything else you want to talk about, any other public service things going on that you want to mention this morning while you're here?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've got the, of course, the Easter egg hunt is one of our bigger things, and we have what's called On Mission Celebration. We have some missionaries coming in at the end of April. That's the 21st to the 24th, and we'll post up some on our Facebook page if you want to check that out at Salina First Baptist. And some missionaries from around the world are coming in, and they've always got interesting stories, and we're always welcome to have them come in and share what they, you know, they're doing for Christ and sharing the gospel. And then later on in the summer, around June, I haven't got the dates nailed down just exactly yet, but our VBS, it was a huge success last year, and we want to do that again. And, you know, we just had a great time with the kids, had probably our biggest attendance ever at the church. So we'll be broadcasting some of that stuff when it comes around, but, you know, we're just some big events coming up.
Okay, what about your Easter services, per se?
Yes, I'm going to let you remind me of that. We have a sunrise service. And we have that at the dam, and it's 6:30. Sunrise, I think, is 6:37 this year. At the top up there at the dam, before you cross on the road, before you go across that little parking lot there, we have a we call a sunrise service, and we've tried to invite all the churches out. We want to invite anybody. You don't have to go to our church or another church. Actually, the Methodists are helping lead this service this year. And after the service, a little short devotion and some songs, and we watch the sunrise come up and, you know, and give honor to Christ. Down at the pavilion below the dam, we're going to have our sunrise breakfast. And we'll have country ham, chocolate gravy, white gravy, biscuits, and we just have so much food each year. So if you're looking to go to a sunrise service, want to be a part of that, we sure would welcome you and join us and just enjoy having you.
I know that's been going on a long
time. It has. That's one of the traditions I walked into, and the cooks get there at 4 o'clock in the morning. I told them I'll be there at 6.
I know that one. That one's been going on a long, long time.
Absolutely.
It's been a pleasure having you here this morning again, and once again, to update us on some of the things that are going on here in the community, and we'd like to thank you for all of the community service work that you folks do over there at the Baptist Church. And we just, these things make us a better community.
Absolutely. We're all in this together, you know, and if we can come together as one and, you know, and do these things, it just makes us closer, makes us tighter.
Well, thank you for being here with us this morning. And I guess after you leave, I'll talk about your competition.
Well, they're really not your competition, are they?
No, but it's great to have both these events.
It is, yes.
I get to watch them hide the eggs from my house on the hillside over down below the dam. So If I was just young enough, I guess I could cheat and go down.
Get out there, yeah.
Yeah, but I think they won't let us.
Well, you might can sneak down.
Someone ought to think about it. Maybe on the Easter egg hunt for adults some year.
Well, we're actually thinking about that at the church, an Easter egg scavenger hunt over the town.
Okay.
And try to incorporate some of the local landmarks. And we're kind of got that in the works, and we might announce that. And anybody wants to come and be part of that, it'd be great.
Okay, we'll work on that for next Easter.
There you go.
All right. Thanks, Eric, for being here with us this morning. But right now, we'll take a little short break again, and I'll be back with my second guest here in a minute that just happens to be Mr. Bill Moulton with the Game and Fish folks. So we'll have him on here just in a minute. But right now, let's take a little short break.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Did you know that there are medical grants available for families struggling with child health-related expenses? The United Healthcare Children's Foundation is currently seeking grant applications from families in need of financial assistance to help pay for their child's healthcare treatments, services, or equipment not covered or not fully covered by their commercial health insurance plan. Parents and legal guardians may apply for grants up to $5,000 at www.uhccf.org. This has been a public service message from the United Healthcare Children's Foundation.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Hey, America. We need to have a little talk. We've got a lot of food in this country. We've got so much food that we can't eat it all. So how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids who need it. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. I want to remind everyone once again about the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We'll be reading off our list of celebrants here just in a few minutes. I've got Bill Moulton sitting here with me, but first I guess we could real quickly get in our little bit of information about the Salina Lions Club 44th Annual Easter Egg Hunt. And that's all, for the past few years, that's been over at the Clay County Recreation Complex, and that will be on Sunday. And it promptly at 1:30, they'll have a big horn that goes off, and the kind of like the Oklahoma land rush, these little youngins take to the field out there, and they have got a whole big list of prizes that I'm going to try to read off here fairly quickly so we can get to Bill and talk about some of the things going on with the Game and Fish folks. They have a $50 prize egg from the Bank of Salina, the Lion, and the Lions Club, another one from the Macon Bank and Trust, and a $25 prize from the Upton Hay Funeral Home, two catfish dinners from Ollie's, $10 cash eggs from the Chamber, two free canoe kayak rentals from River Edge, three pizzas from Bertha's, 12 more $10 prizes from the Clay County Government, a $15 gift certificate from Anna's Attic, a barbecue plate from One Stop, a $15 gift certificate from Country Creations, a hamburger steak dinner from Gone Country, $15 gift card, two of them from Old Home Place Antiques, a barbecue plate from Highway 52 Barbecue, 15% off on a Melissa and Doug toy from the lumber company, a 20% off a single item at Thompson's Jewelry, a medium pizza from Dury Burger, 5 2-liter drinks of your choice from Scott's Best Way, 3 packs of Billy Burgers from Ain't That Nice. The Hair Station has a $20 gift certificate laying out there on the ground somewhere or another. One chicken Loma dinner at Los Primos Mexican. Hair Station is giving away a $20 gift certificate. Doris's Diner, a catfish dinner. $2 $5 cash prizes from Charlie Goad's Heating and Cooling. AC Rentals, $10 off of a any rental over $20. Two chicken dinners from Happy Sack, a $10 gift certificate from the Clay County Farm Supply. Rumors, $25 toward an Avita purchase. Farm Bureau, $4 $5 cash eggs. Ashlock and Strong are giving away some caps. Dale Hall of Hometown Barbecue, one plate of barbecue. One Simply Southern shirt from Treehouse Treasures. And 2 large pizzas from Dale Hall of One Stop.
What'd you say the age was on that? I want to go.
Well, I think we're past that age a little bit. You know, at least in age, maybe not in mental age. I don't think we passed some of those. As far as our mental age isn't the way we think, maybe, but our bodies think sometimes and tell us otherwise, doesn't it? Bill, it's good to have you here with us this morning. I think it's been a little while since you've been here, and always enjoy having you here. I know Tennessee's license, you got to buy a new license every year in March, and new regulations, do they come into effect the same time as the new license, or based on state laws and like in last of June or July before, or does it just depend on what?
The new fishing regulations normally come in with the new license, Mark.
Move up a little bit.
Hunting regulations will change and be a little bit different. That'll go through the state legislature and that type of thing. But, yeah, we've got a few regulations that will affect folks around here. I think the bank fishermen and bass fishermen would be happy to know that they, after several years of study, they have reduced the size limit on the bass in the Cordell Hole Reservoir. It used to be, had to be a pretty good sized fish to take home. They've changed it now where you can have a combination of 5 black bass, that's your spotted or Kentucky bass, largemouth or the smallmouth bass. Smallmouth still has to be 18 inches. The largemouth is 15 inches now. And then there's no size limit on your Kentucky or spotted bass.
Can we plead ignorance and say, I thought that was a largemouth?
Well, you can, but it might not help.
No one's ever tried that, have they?
Never.
Well, that is a big challenge. Let me ask you something about, you know, growing up, you know, we were always told, you know, until I don't know how old I was, I never bought a fishing license. They said, you know, as long as you fish off the bank and fish with live bait, and that you didn't have to have a license. If you're fishing, is it your home county?
We did used to have that law where if you were fishing in your county residence, that you could fish off the bank with, like you said,
red worms. Or...
Yep, that's actually what they call it, was the red worm law. And unfortunately, that changed about 14 or 15 years ago. You can still buy a county of residence license, which you can fish with the live bait or cut bait. You can't fish with artificial bait, but in addition to fishing off the bank, you can fish off of the boat also. And that's a lot less expensive than your regular hunt and fishing license, which unfortunately we had a license increase last year, began July 1. Your normal license that used to be $29, I think it went up about $5.
That's still a bargain, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know you look at some of the other states around, you know, the least you can go fishing for in a lot of those states is a couple, $300, or fishing or hunting or anything else. And
we've been blessed. The legislature has been, you know, certain that things don't take too big a leap.
Okay, now, I had another thing about fishing license. If I wanted to get a fishing, which I don't have to do anymore since I'm an elderly person and now I'm a senior citizen, where I buy them one time, and that takes care of me for as long as I'm able to use it, I believe.
Yep, that's awesome.
But now the folks that do have to go buy them, where can they get a fishing license at?
Actually, that's something else in this age of electronics and phones and whatnot. You can still purchase them, like over at Bertha's or at One Stop or out at the Happy Sack, your normal things, marinas. Or you can purchase them online on a computer, or there's an app that you can get on your smartphone and purchase them that way.
Okay, and that's for renewal or new purchases? Or
either one, yep.
Okay, and all right. And with the licensing, I know our resident license. What about folks that come in from other states? I know the cost of the license is quite a bit higher, but it's still, like I said, it's still well below the range of a lot of our neighboring states.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it did go up, just like everything else. But on our fishing license, there's two different licenses that a non-resident could get. One, they can't keep trout, that's probably about $40 less than the all species license, which I think is now at $90, right around there.
Well, that one hasn't been in existence forever either, the all species, because I think...
No, used to, a non-resident could purchase just a three-day license and then purchase a trout stamp, and when about the same time that red worm law went out and we had these license changes, they did away with that, and they either had to decide they were going to fish four trout and keep them or not. And, you know, it's unfortunate because it would make things a lot simpler if they could still just buy their annual license or daily license and then purchase a trout stamp if they wanted to give that a go.
Can a resident still buy a daily license?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to know that. I knew that when I worked, the time I worked at Cedar Hill a number of years ago, that if you just wanted to go fishing for a couple of days and didn't want to buy an annual license. Of course, annual license, then I think maybe $5 or something. They weren't a whole lot back in those days.
Yeah, they've gone up a lot, unfortunately.
Well, we got to pay your salary, haven't we?
Actually, we saw nothing out of these license increases.
I want to give you a chance on that. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the fishing regulation. Maybe something else about the fishing. Bill, was there ever any... concrete evidence of anything that happened up on Dale Hollow with our smallmouth a few years ago? Or,
you know, the biologists had a few different, I think they finally decided that another, we got this column of water that came down that had less oxygen than what they needed and that type of thing, and as it came down, you know, it just kind of took out a number of fish. And you're going to have, you know, I don't know if you remember years ago, the walleye die-offs.
Yes, the bite when
you're going to have
came up in the bend.
Like that happen occasionally. Yeah. But it wasn't anything like poisoned water or anything like that.
Okay, well, since you're on the biology part, what about the, the so-called turnover of the lake? I know the difference in weather really influences that, and that could possibly have been a factor in that, couldn't it? I mean...
It could have been, but the time of year, normally the turnover is going to occur in the late fall, early winter, when you get a
right
temperature gradient difference in that, or this time of year. I talked to some fishermen, said it looked like it was turning over on the upper end right now.
So people don't understand what we're talking about. The oxygen level of the water changes with the temperature, and of course that's what brings the fish up closer to the surface and makes fishing a lot better. And of course that's one of the things that our fishermen look for. When does the lake turn over? And when you hear people say that now, you'll have a little bit of knowledge what they're talking about. We actually don't go in there and flip the lake over, but the okay. Now, Bill, what else we got going on with
as a lot of people have seen, turkeys are starting to gobble and move around, and we've got a juvenile hunt coming up March the 26th and 27th, and that's for the ewes that are from 6 to 16. They're allowed one bearded turkey during that weekend, but that's coming up, and then the regular turkey season is coming up. It starts April the 2nd and should run through May the 15th. They're allowed a total, hunters are, four birds, bearded birds, one per day.
Okay, Bill, let's take a little short break here. We'll get back with the turkeys here in a minute. But they keep telling me that we have to pay for this thing. I don't know why, but we do need to take a little short break. And I want to remind everyone to patronize the folks that help make this show possible.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
All right, everybody in the car. Let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, I'm sitting here with Bill Moulton. What is your rank now, Bill? I mean, you've been there long now. Are you a lieutenant colonel or?
My rank is old. I was blessed to move up as a sergeant. I think blessed. There's a lot of paperwork with it, but yeah.
I think I saw that maybe your wife Beth posted on Facebook that you had been promoted here a while back. So wanted to give you a chance to plug yourself. And while we were gone, Bill was talking about some of the proposed laws. We were, of course, talking about the turkey season. We'll get back to that seriously here in a minute. But, of course, this is the state here in Tennessee that is famous for one of the most thought-out pieces of legislature, I think, that's ever been proposed by any state legislature in any state, and that was the roadkill legislature. Do you remember just exactly what that one was before we talk about something else?
Well, used to, when we were still trying to grow the deer herd, you know, you had to, if a deer got hit, an officer was supposed to pick it up and then try and give it to somebody that needed it. And as we finally got the herd to where we allegedly wanted it, there was a lot of deer going to waste because officers were overwhelmed. They couldn't get to all these roadkills. So The legislature passed what's called the roadkill bill, and it allows an individual to go pick up a deer that's hit or anything else. And if it's big game, though, they need to contact the sheriff's department or one of the regional offices, and that kind of gives them the kill tag, so to speak, that makes it legal for them to be in possession of that meat.
But they, if it's a possum or a groundhog or something, they can just bring it onto the house.
If it's a possum, they just take that home, and they probably need to call their preacher to come over for supper, because I know they'd enjoy that.
I know down in Louisiana, we have visited down there a couple of times, and I think one of the guides we had once, somewhere, was talking about the nutria down there, that I think Louisiana has a bounty that if you cut the nutria's tail or something off and bring it in, they'll pay you for it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a tail. I do know they have a bounty. And nutria is nothing more than a big muskrat.
Right.
And actually, there's quite a few folks used to eat muskrat around here.
And he said that they have a little unwritten thing down there among the folks that do that, that if they cut whatever they cut off, they'll spray paint red paint on its head, so the other folks looking for the nutria for the bounty won't bother to stop for one that's been painted. So.
I don't know anything about that. But.
I thought that was pretty good. But back to the turkey season. And, of course, we did have one thing there we thought was kind of humorous. You said the state legislature is looking at a new weapon to introduce into turkey hunting.
Well, this is not through the legislature.
Just talking about it.
Right. The public, there's a time period when they can put in proposals to the agency to try and change seasons or change methods of hunting. And one of the methods that was put in, a proposal, was to be able to hunt with blowguns. And I don't know if that's anything we need to really move forward with right now, but
wonder what caliber that
is. Actually, it's funny you mention that, because 50 caliber was the minimum caliber size that they discussed.
Barrel length?
Yeah, I didn't have a barrel length, but
I can see someone carrying one of those 14-foot blowguns out looking for. They could probably be better just to stick the dart in the end and poke him with it.
I don't know.
Okay, back to serious things. What else we got going on that we really do need to get out to the folks?
Of course, we talked about the dates for the spring squirrel season, or spring turkey season. I wanted to mention the spring squirrel season. The spring turkey season ends on May the 15th. On May the 14th, the spring squirrel season opens. And it's still the same number of squirrels as what your fall season is, 10 squirrels per person per day. That's another hunting opportunity that'll soon open up.
I know a lot of us folks, when we first started hunting, we were given our 22 rifle when we were old enough to carry it, and we went out into the woods, and because, of course, a lot of us didn't want to bruise our shoulders, that big old shotgun, but we did learn to shoot that 22 and pick off a squirrel or two. I mean, I think that's one of the, a southern rite of getting ready to enter at least preteen here in the South, that you got your 22 rifle and you could go out and hunt squirrel.
Yeah. We saw a downturn in the numbers of kids for several years, but the last few years, especially with the advent of more people getting into hunting with squirrel dogs, a different breeds of dogs, we've seen more kids get back involved with that and with coon hunting, which that's a good thing. Keeps them busy.
I know. I've got a good story on that. I have a friend that I meet every year down at the state tournament, and he asked me if I knew Tom White, who is one of our residents here, who is a coon hunter, and he said that he had something new happen to him. He went up and went hunting with Tom and met him, I guess, here in Salina, and they went up to Pinters County to coon hunt. And he said it was totally something new. He said the only time I ever know of my coon dog getting car sick.
I know. Actually, it's funny you mention that, if we've got a minute. A lot of those guys, when they go with their expensive dogs to some of these world hunts and things, will try to get there a day or two ahead of time, because some of these dogs actually do get car sick and have to reacclimate, so to speak, to be on their top.
That's what he said, because he said he didn't know who designed that road, but it wasn't for...
for coon dogs riding in their cage in the back of the truck.
Yeah. No, they've not been blessed with straightening out some of the roads like we have here.
Okay, let's get back again. We keep wandering off. I know you're a canine officer. You still got your, still in that.
Matter of fact, last week we just recertified, chip recertified for tracking, which is great. Did it the first day. And that just pretty much entails a week of people laying tracks and leaving them lay for anywhere from 30 minutes to 4 or 5 hours. And then you turn the dog out in an area where you think it is, and normally they know what's going on. They'll hit a scent different than yours, and you're on the track. And while on the track, you can find articles, find game that people have thrown. The last few years, Chip's done real well finding guns. And I don't know.
The legality of that, Bill. I know I was talking to someone the other day about that. Mm-hmm. The opinion of that dog is basically a search warrant, isn't it?
Right. And that, having said that, I need to clarify. We don't use our canines, our agency canines, for any drugs.
Right.
It's just for game, tracking hunters. Actually, we were using them more and more to help locate lost individuals. We had an autistic child last year that we tried to help. As people have seen in the news, some of the elderly that get into a dementia phase, that type of thing. But it can be used as a search warrant if he hits on it and gives me the signal, which with game is normally sitting with guns or something that had powder. It's normally laying down on the item, that type of thing.
I mean, of course, that is part of the verification that these animals are pretty reliable, whatever they've been trained to scent and find.
Oh,
they do a pretty good job at it,
the drug dogs. They go 10-week training period initially, and then each year they have to recertify with guns and with the game and stuff.
Okay, what about you? Did you have to go through special training when this program started with you? Or?
No, I was dumb enough to jump into it. I didn't realize what all it would entail. No, I love it. That's a partner that won't fuss back at you when you're fussing out loud about something. So
you speaking, you get fussed at for something?
Like I said, that's a partner that won't fuss back at you when you go to fussing.
Okay. With that, let's take a little short break, and I'm going to come back and read off our list of birthday celebrants here in a minute, and we're going to talk to Bill a few more minutes. And Matthew Craig, he slipped in the back door here somewhere or other, sitting here. He's going to talk about the tree sale going on over here in a few minutes. But right now, I guess we'll take a little short break, and we'll come back and read off our birthday and anniversary, folks, that is sponsored by the Dairy Queen here in Salina. And we want to give a shout out to Tiffany and all the folks that work out there that help fix my breakfast most every morning. So, but right now, let's take a little short break.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. but this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265. Did you know that there are medical grants available for families struggling with child health-related expenses? The United Healthcare Children's Foundation is currently seeking grant applications from families in need of financial assistance to help pay for their child's healthcare treatments, services, or equipment not covered or not fully covered by their commercial health insurance plan. Parents and legal guardians may apply for grants up to $5,000 at www.uhccf.org. This has been a public service message from the United Healthcare Children's Foundation.
We're back again. Bill hadn't run off yet, and that's somebody walking down the hallway. That may have been John. He wanders around in here. He's kind of the ghost of the courthouse during the radio show. right now we have a list of those folks that are celebrating birthdays today, and one of them will receive a cake here in a few minutes, and remind everyone that we do have an answering machine here. And it's 243-5574. And if you will, once the voice on the other end stops talking, if you will begin to speak and speak slowly, clearly, and leave us the name of the person that is celebrating, and then it's a good idea to leave your name and a phone number so just in case we don't hear your message, we can give you a call back and make sure we get those folks on. But right now, excuse me, I'll read the list here, and then we'll let someone draw out a name, a number here in a minute, and we'll give away a cake. On the list this week, celebrating birthdays this past week, Rebecca Collins celebrated a birthday. And let's see, we've got Daniel Strong celebrated a birthday on the 23rd, Stephen Melton on the 23rd, Lindsay Walker the 24th, Michael Walker, the 24th, and Mackenzie Hamilton on the 24th. And then also we have Linda Key, who celebrated a birthday on the 20th, and that was called in by her mother, Charlene Brady. And let's see, we've got two white boys on here, Jimmy and Tom White. It looked like they share a birthday on the 25th, and this was called in by a special aunt. She didn't leave a name. She just said a special aunt and wanted to wish them a happy birthday. And then also, let's see, got a couple. Bill celebrated a birthday here last week.
Had to get that in.
and Beth didn't. She didn't call. So you're not eligible. But
no, I put my number in there.
Oh, okay. And you marked it?
Oh yeah.
Okay. And let's see, Landy Strong is celebrating a birthday, and happy birthday from his mama, his sister Gay, and all his other brothers, sisters, and brothers-in-laws, and all those folks like to wish Landy a happy birthday today. And also, not on the list for the cake drawing, my niece, Candy Carlisle, down in Smith County, celebrated a birthday. And her husband, Chris, had some good-looking pictures, Bill, yesterday on some big bass he caught down at Cordell Hull over the weekend. Looked like he had some nice ones. So the fishing must be picking up down there.
It's picked up for the bass.
Okay, and in a few minutes, we'll draw out a name for this week's winner. And I believe, I didn't get Connor Bowles in there. Don't want to forget Connor. And we want to do a special shout-out to his brother who is recovering from a four-wheeler accident last week, and pretty serious accident, and Caden, and we want to, give a shout-out to him and tell you, hey, get well quick and get back. And all you kids driving those things, be careful. Be careful. It doesn't take just a heartbreak. And put those helmets on and, be safe out there because we need you guys around when us old folks are gone. Somebody got to take this place over, so we'll keep all of you around that we can. Okay, Bill, where were we when we got rudely interrupted? Have we covered about everything we're looking to...
We're talking canines and things. But yeah, we've covered quite a bit.
What about hunter safety classes? We got any coming up?
We actually, Travis Callen, the other officer here, set one up, and we're on day three of that tonight. We've got probably about 30 students. Most of them look to be folks that are athletes. They're on a ball team or something, and they can't come to the normal one. Yeah, we should hopefully be taking the test and doing the live fire Friday.
Okay, and do we have any new regulations that from the legislature this year that will be changing here in a few weeks? I haven't heard of anything.
Not that I can think of right off that would be any different than what they might have seen in the hunting guide last year. There was one thing with respect to folks that were 21 and older that had taken a hunter safety course, an exemption type thing, but they can look that up in the hunting guide and see that.
There's a whole bunch of information in that thing, isn't there, about how to get the permits to go to land between the lakes and those type things. And what about safety on the water? I know that's been an emphasis the past few years, these DUIs of folks that kind of get carried away when they get out on the water and don't realize that there are regulations out there.
Yeah, it is. We are out there still trying to enforce some of the, make sure that people stay within their limits on the drinking, but the boating season's coming up here in May, so check your boats, make sure you got plenty of PFDs and throw cushion, fire extinguisher, all that kind of stuff.
Okay, now, all right, I'll touch you about just exactly what is required, say, on a 17-foot runabout, which is probably a normal size right now.
Okay, in Tennessee, you've got to, of course, have it registered if it's got an outboard or inboard motor of some type. You got to have it registered. You need a wearable PFD or life jacket per person that's on board. You need at least one throwable, which is a Type 4, Coast Guard approved. You got to have at least one. Fire extinguisher on board. Your lights, if you operate prior to daylight or after sunset, you've got to have your navigation, which is your green and your red on the front, and then your anchor light, which is your white light at the back, working.
And those have to be on at all times after dark, don't they? For those black light fishermen that really didn't like that idea when it first started, did they?
No, they didn't. And they do make some of those taller poles for the anchor light that will keep that bright white light out of their face and keep some of the bugs away. It doesn't do all of them, but... and then, of course, you need a sounding device. Most boats come with a horn, but remember, if your battery goes out, you're going to have to figure something out. So buy a cheap $2 police-type whistle in the store and keep that on board, and that'll give something that people can hear.
And that must be there. There has to be something there.
It needs to be there. That's right.
Okay, Bill, I don't know. Is anything we haven't covered this morning except the fact that Beth was mean to you but not calling your name in where you'd be eligible for the cake?
Well, yeah, fine.
And did you really have the fire department on speed dial when they lit that cake up, or is that just a rumor?
I did. I am that much closer to retirement, and I think, you know, within the next 20 years when I get too slow to catch them, it'll be time.
Bill, it's a pleasure once again having you here and catching us up on the things going on, and we'll say goodbye to you and take a little short break and let maybe Matthew slide over in your seat, unless you want to slide over where he's at and harass him while he's here. Or
I may just sit there and mess with him while he messes with me.
Okay. All right. We'll take a little short break, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Well, we've made Bill leave the room for fear of harassment of our next guest, but next I've got Matthew Craggett here, and he's here with the soil conservation folks, and they've got a tree sale going on. And Matthew, I think maybe you folks maybe might ought to move that tree sale maybe to sometime like the July 1st to August, because it seems like every time the first couple of days when you open that thing up, it starts raining and turns colder.
I always say, if you want it to rain and get cold, just let us have a tree sale. But looks like maybe tomorrow, and then there's going to be some prettier weather, and Saturday for sure is going to be a pretty day.
And I believe you said with your sales already are up, and look like folks are buying some shrubs. And
yeah, we've sold several already, which we opened earlier this year. We actually opened on Tuesday and sold several, and then had a pretty good day yesterday.
And these trees are local trees that come from one of the nurseries down in Warren County, McMinnville area?
Mm-hmm. We have a guy that delivers our trees. They come out of McMinnville and Smithville in that area. And he's brought us some really good quality trees this year.
So they're not trees that are brought in from somewhere else that have to get acclimated to our area, are they?
No, they fit our zone very well. And everything that we've got will grow here.
What all have you got along that line?
I'm sitting here looking over my list, and we've got over 30 trees so far, and I just received word that we're getting another shipment in today that will have some more varieties on it. Most of our stuff is running from $15 to $30, and we do have some cheaper and some more expensive. We got several shrubs, and I'll just name a few off. We got some azaleas, butterfly bush, hydrangeas, magnolias, lilacs, quinces, and some snowballs, and several other varieties. We got some trees. We got several varieties of dogwoods, some weeping cherries, weeping willows, and we're hoping to get some shade trees in sometime today. And then we got several varieties of fruit trees.
Let me ask you something along that line. I know you've got some help over there. Do you have any kind of special prize for anyone that can pronounce your help's name right and spell it?
If they can do that, we'll talk about it. If they can spell it right, we'll talk about it.
And what is his name again?
Andrzej Wojtyła Kazlikowski.
So if you can pronounce that correctly and spell it, they will give you a prize over there. We had to get him a little bit in there, didn't we?
Yeah, gotta talk about Andrzej.
Okay, now, I know that this is one of the things that everyone basically that comes through Salina sees you guys doing this. But what else do you do, you know, during the rest of the year? Some of the things that you're involved in and that's going on with the soil conservation folks.
I like to tell people one of the hardest things that I do is describe exactly what I do in my job, and which I work for a soil conservation district. And they do several things in the county. We have several cost share programs that helps install cross fences, rotational grazing, exclusion fences to keep cattle out of their water supplies, and another list. And we have some equipment for rent, and I guess I need to plug, we just got a brand new lime spreader and a brand new grain drill or seed drill for the county to use.
So this, I mean, you're involved in anything to do with agriculture, anything goes in the ground or on top of the ground or grazes on the ground?
That's probably a good summation of it, which we work with agriculture because they're the primary landowners in the county, but you don't necessarily have to be involved in agriculture for us to work with you.
Okay, now something that, you know, quite often gets a lot of publicity, and that is agricultural waste that makes it into the water supply.
Mm-hmm.
I know we had a little thing on TV the other night of a farmer that was letting his waste go into a moving stream. What exactly are some of the regulations on that?
That's really more TDEC department. Our role in that is we try to, I guess you could say, nip it in the bud. And like, we are big in installing like exclusion buffers and helping our poultry producers in managing their waste and trying to keep it where that TDEC doesn't have to come in and actually stop the farmers from doing something, but they're doing it more voluntarily and on their own.
So you're making it possible for farmers to, and I think there, like you said, there is a cost share thing that you have where you provide these services that prevents this from happening and doesn't require the legal folks to come in and put a restraining order or something like that on the folks.
Yes, that's correct. One of the big worries when the chicken houses made their appearance in the county was that a lot of those were lined up in the western part of the county, and that some of our creeks and water bodies could start showing up with having a heavy nutrient load. But they've actually worked really well with us and done their job well, and we've not seen an increase in like phosphorus or nitrogen in our waters.
I know those, and those things, once they get in the water, they're kind of hard to get out, aren't they, some of them?
Some of them are extremely hard.
And I know we hear about the big things, but, you know, even the small farmers, you know it doesn't take a whole lot of small farmers to soon add up to a big one, does it? And
that's correct. Everybody has to carry their own load.
And, you know, there's really nothing a whole lot more precious in our area than our water system, is there?
We're very blessed to have an extremely clean water supply in the county. You know, everybody talks about that Delhalla is one of the most beautiful lakes in the nation, and we've got some beautiful streams and river systems, and we want to protect those and keep those like that.
I know if you really want to see some beautiful territory, just get out on a nice, warm summer afternoon and go for a walk in one of our creeks. Walk up the creek, barefoot that thing and take a look, and just look at what we've got here in Clay County. And I know that the job that you all do and the folks that are associated with you, you know, make all these things possible. And we've got a beautiful county, don't we?
We do. As I travel the state, I have people say that Clay County is one of the most beautiful places they know of. And I think a lot of times we take it for granted.
Okay, now along that line, let you do a little plug here about making the county more beautiful. I believe in addition to your actual job that you have another little sideline thing where you have some greenhouses, don't you, Matthew?
Yeah, on the side, my wife and I operate LGI Farms in Moss, Tennessee. That stands for Learn, Grow, and Inspire. Our primary farming activity is we raise cattle. Years ago, we built a small greenhouse, and that's been a tremendous success.
All right, I know you had a little run of bad luck with the snow this winter, but we'll let everyone know that you're back up and you're at full steam and you're going to have all the flowers. And
I'm currently at about 125% capacity.
So you need to get out there and sell something. Well, I think right now we're about to run out of time, and reach in there and just grab one of those numbers out of there. And
Now, Bill Moulton asked me to grab his numbers. So
well, I don't think he marked his real well. Looks like Lindsay Walker has won the cake today. Sorry, Bill, you didn't win, but we tried to cheat, but you know how they say cheaters never prosper, so you didn't prosper again. Matthew, it's been a pleasure having you here, and we'll let you get back across the road and sell some more trees, and like I said, we want to invite everyone out to your greenhouse out in the Bowles community, and I know I've purchased a few flowers there, and like I said, you are doing your job to beautify the county.
Thank you for having me today.
All right. Once again, I guess it's time for us to sign off here from the historic old Clay County Courthouse. And we want to remind everyone that we're here every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock, and we have a rebroadcast at 6 o'clock this afternoon. And may the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again, and hopefully we'll meet again here at the same time next week.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.